All right, welcome back to the Earl English Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is still hanging on. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Lou from Cudahy.
Hey, Lou, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
I'm the pushback. William Gates, the former CIA chief, has said that every pontification made by Joe Biden about foreign policy has been wrong. Joe Biden was installed in government when he was age 29 by the Council for a Livable World, which is a Marxist front organization, which had explained his contempt for America as a political idea. And Barack Obama, he was trained by Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii. That's the guy who shaped his brain, an avowed Marxist. And you can understand that these people don't like this country. And now it's gotten to a point where you spinmeisters now call patriotism, it's nationalism, as though it's something evil.
So we're spinmeisters.
Tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Sandy, you want to spin Meister Sandy? You want to respond?
Well, I'm not sure he was finished. Did you have a point you were going to make?
Keep going. Go ahead and respond to what I said.
Well, I don't know what you said. You were connecting dots, suggesting that somehow you knew who had formulated the thought processes of Barack Obama. I don't know where you developed such information or how it could possibly be verified.
If it's true data research, if you do your own research, you'll find it. Oh. You could even win a Peabody Award. You know, I must tell you that.
So we hate America. We hate America is what you're saying.
They have contempt for America as a political idea.
Who does?
And we see with the Democrat Party the deconstruction of America in process right now.
If you also go
back and look at the Cloward Piven model, it's the vehicle by which you wreck a society. You overload it with spending, and you overload it with entitlements to crash it. You need to do that before you can finally put the reset in place, which will be the digital economy. You're on your way to that right now, aren't you?
Wow.
I
wouldn't know where to go with what you had to say. The digital economy is somehow the result of a left-wing conspiracy. Is that what you're saying?
Digital economy is the globalists who will take over everything. They'll control fuel, food, and wages. Everything.
So the globalists. The globalists are people like British Petroleum.
Go do a search on Google. Come on. Don't act so ignorant. The globalists want the digital economy. You know that.
Oh.
Go do a Google search and find these guys out.
Google is...
I've done it.
I see. So everything on Google is got equal weight?
Well, it depends on who they refer you to. You got to go look at the source.
Uh-huh.
So let me ask you, sir. So you think that none of what we are talking about, it's true when it comes to our country. You don't think any of that stuff is true.
And well, give me an example of what you want to say that's supposed to be true about the United States.
Well, we've been talking for days about the lead up to the Ukrainian invasion and what it is that might have precipitated it, and what the geopolitical realities of it are as compared to how it's being presented. And whether there was a different course that could have been taken that might have avoided the war.
No, not with Putin, because you can fondle your worry beads with this. Putin's got Alzheimer's. I'm sorry, not Alzheimer's. Parkinson's.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen pictures of him and I've seen reports. He's also going in for surgery.
So you can tell.
He's got a shake in his right hand. I saw a picture that came across the news feed last week of him talking with one of his major chiefs, like an intelligence officer.
The one with him gripping his desk, yeah.
Slumped in the chair, mm-hmm. And also his face is real fat, which tells me he's getting steroids.
Yeah. All right,
so
thank you.
He doesn't have much time left.
Is there another call? Oh, okay. So... Sandy, he can certainly tell a lot. What have you noticed about Donald Trump?
What about him?
No, I'm asking you. You can tell that Putin has Alzheimer's, and you can see all these other things. Just by seeing them. What do you see?
Earl, isn't it shocking to get pushback? You're really shocked to hear this, aren't you?
Shocked?
No, not really.
Well, I look.
No, so do I. Well, I'm the itch that you just can't scratch. And what I like about Donald Trump, 6.3 million people off of SNAP, 7-plus million jobs. And when he left office, gasoline was $1.86 a gallon. Now it's I paid over like $4.15 a gallon three days ago.
Well, wait. Do you know why it was a dollar? Do you know how much the price of gas went down when the COVID pandemic hit? Because the price of gas went way down because people weren't buying gas and there was a huge overcapacity. That the year 2019 was the year of the largest oil output in the United States ever, and that also was the beginning of the COVID situation, and so that excess capacity drove the price down to nothing.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, we're going to go to another phone call. Thank you. Who do we have up next, Sam?
Eric from Tosa.
Hey, Eric, man, running out of time quickly.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I'm sorry. It's kind of a response to a couple of these phone calls, and I'd like to kind of clarify or ask Sandy maybe to clarify that it seems to me the GOP is most terrified about the student debt break because it's going to attract the undecided, and a lot of GOP folks that also have hidden student debt that they're afraid to talk about. And then also you've got the fact that Biden has actually, I believe, a couple quarters in a row or whatever, shrunk the deficit literally. Which is obviously, you know, taking away from our overall debt. Little bit helps, but, you know, every little bit helps. And that the inflation talk that everyone's trying to blame Biden on, you know, I believe it's just all been a couple years long Putin play, basically, because you look at these energy corporations making their record profits while the gas prices are going up. Lots of providers are making record profits while our prices are going up. This is just all talking points, obviously.
Hey, man, I wish.
And my question to the GOP really quickly is, what ideas are they proposing literally other than trying to ban, you know, a woman's freedom of choice across the country? What proposals are they making right now? I wish we
had more time, but thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, the cynical sound from the guy that we were listening to sounded a lot like CJ, right? I mean, and he had some, you know.
Well, you know, you and I talk, and we come up with a lot of things to worry about in the current state of things. And so I would say that that's what they're doing, too, but they're looking for someone to blame.
Right.
I keep looking for processes that the American people could put in place to improve the situation, and they're much more hell-bent on looking at using it politically to blame someone for it. And, you know, that's been going on back and forth. We blame Trump for a lot of things, and now they're blaming Biden for a lot of things. I think the culpability that Trump had for a variety of things were much more easily laid at his feet. For instance, the tariff war with China was clearly something he implemented himself, and it didn't have very good outcomes.
But again, Sandy, He wasn't calling basically to reference that. He was calling to say that you and I hate this country, right? Well, because that was at the root of what he was talking about.
Yeah, and that's my problem with the notion that we can't discuss and debate foreign policy without being accused of not being a patriot.
Yeah, and that's precisely what that gentleman was talking about. He couldn't deal with the subject matter. There's no way he could even follow what it was we were talking about.
Well, I think the conservative, if you press them, some of the people who are most angry about all this would tell you that they don't think liberals are patriots.
I know. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, as always. Thank you, Sandy. I'll be back on tomorrow. Congresswoman Gwen Moore will be joining me in the 9 o'clock hour. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.